From 102.1 98.3 FM, this is News Brief with Tyrone Capers. This 102.1 News Brief is sponsored by Kids Records. Go to usekids.org for more information. Recapping the top news stories. The presidential campaign heats up throughout the West and Midwest. A Time magazine poll shows Romney is slowly gaining momentum amongst lightweight voters. However, some political analysts are saying a Romney-Ryan ticket riles up some voters because it does not reveal specifics on how the Republicans would pay for the tax cut for wealthy Americans. Analysts also say independent voters are skeptical about a Republican White House agenda regarding budget cuts to Medicare and Medicaid, how to fix Social Security, and reduce the federal deficit that is now climbing toward $14 trillion. With days before the election, the race is almost neck to neck, with President Obama slightly ahead in some swing states like Florida and Ohio. A 15-year-old Pakistani girl who was shot in the head and left for dead on a Pakistani street is in stable condition after she spoke out against the Taliban. The Taliban terrorizes women and children who oppose their political causes. They believe that women should not receive an education. Weeks ago, Mullally was medevaced to a military hospital where she suffered severe head injuries. Mullally has been moved to a British hospital where doctors upgraded her prognosis to fair condition. Medical professionals also agree the girl might make a full recovery. It's legal to get an abortion in America, but in many places it's hard and getting harder. Just this year, 17 states set new limits on abortion. 24 did last year, according to the Guttmacher Institute, a pro-abortion rights nonprofit group whose numbers are widely respected. In several states with the most restrictive laws, the number of abortions have fallen slightly, pleasing abortion opponents who say the laws are working. Fungal meningitis outbreak has been linked to an epidural steroid. Over 14,000 patients in 23 states have been injected with a tainted pain relief. More than 20 people have already died, and over 250 people have been diagnosed with fungal meningitis. A Columbus mother was charged for failing to obtain medical treatment for her 3-year-old toddler after authorities said her addiction to drugs caused her to neglect her child. The boy had a severe infection and was diagnosed by doctors at Nationwide Children's Hospital. The infection became so severe it ate away part of the boy's flesh. The boy had to receive reconstructive surgery to replace some of the skin he lost. The grandmother tipped off investigators with Children's Services. The investigation led to the mother being charged with 2 counts of felony child endangerment. A Somalian American who pled guilty to terrorism will be allowed to remain in Ohio while he awaits sentencing. Ahmed Hussein Muhammad admitted he helped raise money to fund the Al-Shabaab militant group. This is an Al-Qaeda-linked terrorist group, according to an FBI investigation. Ahmed Hussein Muhammad faces 15 years to life in prison. Banks are buying back homes that are in foreclosure from homeowners. The new plan will help ease the foreclosure crisis and put cash in homeowners' hands. Financial lenders say in the long run, it will save them money. Homes can also be resold sooner, not left vacant to vandals or squatters. In other news,
this is Jack Schultz for your entertainment news. Florida's annual Chalk Festival to produce artworks. Chalk is not only for blackboards. The yearly Sarasota Chalk Festival begins this week and runs through November 6th. The world's top street artists are creating veritable works of art on the pavement, paintings and sketchings and breathtaking Renaissance-style masterpieces, mind-binding 3D images of futuristic robots, whimsical cats, and a lot more. The theme of this year's festival is Circus City, a nod to Sarasota's heritage as the headquarters for the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. Artists from around the world, including Italy, Brazil, and Japan, are on hand. And while the artists use ordinary cylindrical pieces of chalk, many also mix the chalk with water and use paintbrushes to apply it to the asphalt.
From 102.1 98.3 FM, this is News Brief with Tyrone Capers. This 102.1 News Brief is sponsored by Kids Records. Go to usekids.org for more information. Recapping the top news stories. In sports news, the Ohio State Buckeyes remained victorious after their recent win over Penn State. The 35-23 win will help the Bucks maintain their undefeated status in the AP poll. This 102.1 98.3 FM news brief was sponsored by the Red Cross. The Red Cross is seeking volunteers to give blood. Go to their location at 995 East Broad Street in Columbus, Ohio, or feel free to visit them at their website at www.theredcross.org. I'm Tyrone Capers for this 102.1 news brief, a production of WCRS News.